you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they complicate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages on this holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, 2018. Today is the 26th, the last time I checked, and we're going to have a special, very special guest with us in just a moment. So you hold your seatbelts, buckle them up, stick to your seats, make sure you're helmet is on, and Radio Avenger will guide you through this. Most interesting, backed by popular demand, it's been a while. But first, you know, thinking about death and dying and war and killing and so forth, you know, I thought about the book of Ecclesiastes, and that's, you know, one of the ones that I think we all think of first and foremost. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is appointed time for everything under the heavens, and for every season there is. Well, we also know there's a time to kill and a time to heal. There's a time to tear down and a time to build up. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time for everything and a season. And you know, unfortunately today, the end times scenario that that we're talking about is a time mostly of sorrow. It's a time for people to see how barbaric and how evil the enemy of all humanity is, the sons and daughters of the wicked one, as we're told in the scriptures from Genesis chapter 3 onward. And we know that sadness and sorrow will be replaced with joy and will be replaced with happiness in a millennial rule with God himself. So in any event, ladies and gentlemen, we think about death, we think about wars, unnecessary wars, nonsensical wars, and just about all of them in the last couple of centuries, with few exceptions, have been wars for money, profit, and land. And they have been all about everything but humanity. Unfortunately, that is a truism that we need to face. And I think most of our listeners do face that. We know about the lies and the deceptions, the false flag attacks that led American forces into foreign lands and seeing their children be killed there and to kill there and on it's gone. What a tragic outcome, as it says in the book of Deuteronomy, for those who will not obey God, that they will be captive to silly women and captive to this synagogue of Satan, which is a judgment for all nations. But particularly here in America, we're now seeing the American empire crumble, and it's crumbling very quickly. So let's bear all of that in mind as we still memorialize those men and now those women who have unfortunately perished in all of these debacles. But the most important thing is remembering their souls, not their bodies, their souls. And certainly we pray God give them rest. Well, now that I've made that introduction, I'm going to bring up my dear friend and old guest who has been here really, right from the beginning with me, Dr. Kasim Khalil, Dr. K, as we call him. He's back from his tours. Hello, Dr. K.
Hi, how are you doing? Good to be here.
Thank you. It's wonderful having you, and it's been a very busy time for you in the last several months. And again, yes, as I say, I know you've been working on things. What you been up to?
Well, I've been working on a book on osteopathic manipulative medicine and also chipping away at my textbook of natural cures. Also, and another thing is we're working on a pretty good invention, a spray that takes out pain. So if a person, and it's all, you know, totally natural ingredients and things, but if a person has chronic pain, irritation, that, you know, nothing much works, and you can just, this material, you can just spray it. So I'm working on that, and hopefully we'll have that perfected soon.
Now, that would be spraying on just about what, the skin, topically speaking?
Yes, it's just topical. You cannot eat it, really. You would have a couple of mists, and you don't even have to rub it in. It just soaks right in and seems to affect the nerve endings and reset the spinal cord. But we're having great success with it. I'm very hopeful because there's so much trouble with chronic pain, and why suffer if you've got something that would, you know, take that away and make your life more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically the only real... I mean, I have been working quite a bit on crude extract of cannabis. And as you know, everything that the government or whatever, you know, pharmaceutical entities can do, they're trying to figure out a way to shut that down. They shut it down for 100 years. But it's very, very good, you know, type of material for certain diseases like neurological conditions, tremor, multiple sclerosis type situations, seizures, autism, depression, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol. It's a very promising type of thing.
Well, you know, now that we're starting off with this whole field of health, and it is something we haven't talked about in a very long time, I think, and I don't know if I've asked this question of you before. I probably did years ago, but I don't think anybody probably has brought it up in a long time. With the knowledge that you have and the devotion that you've shown studying plant life, studying places in the most remote places of the earth and going to Australia and other places to get some of the oils and the herbs and in the Mediterranean, what was it that possessed you, that led you originally to desire to find the path to health in nature, Dr. K? What was that?
Well, that's an excellent question, and what happened to me was my family was an immigrant family, so particularly my mother, and so God rest her soul. So she would take me out in the woods, and I'd say, what's this tree that looks like pears? Oh, yes, that's a wild pear tree, and I'd climb it and gather a big gunny sack full, and then she'd say, well, this is edible, and it would be a grapevine. You know, she would pick those, being from the Middle East, And then she didn't know too many things, but she'd use yogurt and honey as a medicine. And I guess maybe when I started reading scripture and I started to think about what God asks of us or how he thinks, I mean, we should be asking that question. How does God think? He made us in his image, right? So it seems to me he sees it, that he asks us to take advantage in the Bible, for example, of all the herbs of nature. And, of course, the Quran talks about honey being a medicine. The Bible talks about oregano being a medicine, whatever. There aren't that many specifics, but he made all these things, and he made the human body. It was, to me, like, how could I violate that human body with drugs and pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy? So, you know, I'm 5 years in this business. I've never recommended chemotherapy or radiotherapy to any patient. I've never recommended vaccines. I've never asked for a patient to get vaccines. I've only recommended 5 or 6 pharmaceutical drugs in my life, and one of them almost killed the patient. That's when I quit. So I attribute it to, and I give good credit to God Almighty for at least showing us the idea. He showed us the idea of pomegranate in the holy books, but we have to figure that out. He showed us the idea of the oregano, but it took my illness. You see, the second thing was when I got that illness, when I got that IV needle neck, and then the oil of oregano. Well, you know, in the P73, we know how good it is. Mm-hmm. It cured me. That was it. You know, 200 drops a day, rubbing it all over my body. I'm here today to speak about it, you know.
Well, I think that's a very good beginning, and quite frankly, it's what I expected you to say, because last time I checked the Bible, I didn't see any references to a pharmacy in there. Oh. I did see references to God's green herbs, and God's green, you know, oils and ointments and all of his, you know, specimens that he put in the garden and he put across the earth for our benefit, he said, to eat them. And other things he said you do not eat, the scavengers and the horrible things that are made to be consumers of soot and cleaning up the earth, not to be put into the body. And now we do the opposite.
Particularly pork. in a particular
report? Oh, absolutely.
You know what? It's interesting how God works. He doesn't really make many condemnations or prohibitions, but there's the universal thing about pork. And so our work, and it's being published in my upcoming book, our work has demonstrated that half or at least one-third of all Americans upon autopsy have pork worms in their diaphragm, in their deltoid, in their calf muscles. Trichinosis, just trichinosis, which is only one of 100 or more worms that you can't kill with heat. Even trichinosis is not that well, but there are many other worms that go into the brain, go into the spinal tissues, go into the liver, creating cysts in the lungs, in the gut, and causing tumors from pork flesh. Now, it's not so much pork thyroid, you know, the drug, or pork gelatin. It's interesting that the Quran talks about pork flesh. Do not eat pork flesh, because that's where all the worms congregate. And of course, you don't want to eat the internal organs. If they make a drug from it, that's understandable. But you know, you don't want to sit down and have pork liver pate. It's loaded with worms. But so God has His domain. It's up to us to take it with our free will and investigate it. And He honors us, I believe, for desiring and to take His blessings and expanding upon those.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, in my case, you know that you were an instrument, a vessel, if you will, of getting me back on my feet when I was diagnosed and misdiagnosed and then misdiagnosed again with a form of cancer, and the surgeons couldn't wait to get in there with their scalpels. And I just intuitively said, no, I'm not going to do it anyway. I would rather die or be healed than go through what they wanted me to go through. And, of course, our relationship, we weren't brought together for nothing, you know. God brought us together. And you were used by God to help me get back to my health. And, you know, much to the dismay, I think, of some of these members of the medical community, I showed them something that smarted them, and they didn't like that. And so recently I went in again, you know, I went in, an outpatient test something in the bladder and just see if there was anything wrong, and had been 14, 15 months since I had been back. And so I did, and, as I told you privately, there was no cancer. There was absolutely no tumor.
Still clean, all that.
Nothing, But anyway,
it's only because of the wild nature. But and now this other subject is God's earth too. I'm sorry.
Exactly what you say is what was my case. So and even the prostate issue came up, and the nurse in the hospital says, "Oh, you have an enlarged prostate." And I said, "Are you crazy? I haven't had one. I've been checked 6 months ago." So anyway, "Oh no, it's you." Blah blah blah. When I went to the follow up visit to the doctor, said everything was clear, and he said, "You have an enlarged prostate." And I said, "Well, the nurse said." He said, "Well, she was talking about another patient. Don't listen to her." You know, and I said, "This is what goes on in hospitals every day. The mistakes that are made, the inaccurate diagnoses, the rush to judgment, and getting the wrong information for the wrong patient. You know, even Ralph Nader has documented that each year, how many thousands of people die at the hospital's hands because of malpractice.
You know? I know. You see, that's when you think about God and you think about doing your duty to Him, and the idea that even if you're given that right to be lording over a patient, and for money and for your own gain, what you do ends up a fatality. That's the pharmaceutical houses are responsible for endless fatalities, endless destroyed children with autism. You can't count them, but God takes that into account, and He records all of that that people do. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, He does take note of it, and I do believe there's a day of accountability for them, because they knowingly do what they can to actually treat the symptom, which is treating it with reason and treating it with barbarism. You know, it's one thing to just say, "Well, I don't know." They shake their heads and say, "Well, let's give you an aspirin or something." But it's another thing to deliberately set out to use something that's proven dangerous. You know, these pathogens, for instance, the vaccines, right, that you mentioned, the vaccination. Now, we know now that in communities with the highest number of childhood vaccinations, there apparently are studies now that are documenting the fact that they are, in fact, the highest communities with some childhood cancers, also with autism, and the very things you're talking about.
No, it's a sad time on this earth, I'll tell you, because the pharmaceutical houses are covering it up, along with the CDC, burying evidence, burning data, you know, shredding information, so that what you said is they actually know that they're causing fatalities, they're destroying families, they're causing all that financial strain because of, you know, retarded and autistic children. It's endless. I'm treating a case, and if I get the case from being spastic, and if I get the child completely ruined that the child is, to recover, I'm having the mother record and document the improvements. And if that's the case, I'll publish it online and we'll talk about it. But meanwhile, there's other tyranny going on right now, which is the people who think they're God are attempting to fool us with these fake shootings. You saw that Soros and these other criminal minds claim that they're the authority on the planet Earth. And Soros, when he was asked if there's a God, he said, "I'm God."
Yes.
What they've done is, behind the scenes, they're doing this. It's not just the DHS. There has to be more nefarious forces that are responsible for this extreme, where not only do you fake the shooting, you fake the funeral, you somehow pay these people off, or what you do with them, I don't know, because they're not dead. And then you even have Hollywood make wax dummies and put them in an open casket. I mean, that's a pretty extensive attempt to bamboozle the people.
Well, there is an endless supply of funds, of money, coming from those particulars you mentioned, Soros at the top of the list. But there are a number of others who are actually recruiting people to do just that, and they're doing it through Craigslist and some of the other forums where they're paying people who want to be crisis actors, crisis actresses, and they want to be the survivor spokeswoman. And spokesman, you know, it's so funny because I just came across this case on NBC of all places where they were talking about Juana. And Juana is this woman who purportedly was shot while she was there in the audience at the auditorium at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And she was shot in the head several times. And guess what? She is making an amazing recovery now. She's been featured. It's just amazing how somebody who's been shot in the head with brain damage can just read very much like this. And I think we need more gun control, and I would like to see that change. And it's just so scripted. It's so obvious to me that nobody could ever fool me with a fake. I can see where this is totally incredibly scripted, and it's insulting to us because we can see it. You and I can notice, but most people think, well, isn't that marvelous how she's recovered so dramatically?
It's pretty incredible. And now, for example, in the Santa Fe insanity, they like to leverage the token Muslim, okay? So they've got that Pakistani family paid off to try to give it a little bit more realism. Well, surely a Pakistani Muslim family wouldn't be in on the gig. Well, we've seen it before. Anybody that's in the system can be compromised, can be taken out for a dollar and, you know, whatever other cause. But, yeah.
Pretty sad, but true. You're right. You're right.
I would urge the people. I really would urge the people. Yeah. I don't know how to urge, but to not tell treachery, you know, not make false witness. I'm convinced that that's your doom when you start doing that to people. You know,
well,
say
bearing
nothing.
A false witness is indeed a sin. It's a very serious one. And, you know, it's worthy of death, too. When you think about it, going back to Leviticus and Deuteronomy, you see that these people who bore a witness we had to go into Iraq because they were planning to use missiles and to strike England and America and poor little Israel and all of that. They knew what they were doing. They were bearing false witness. The result of it was millions of innocent people over the years dead. And I think quite honestly, you could apply the death penalty to them. because they bore a false witness for a war that was illegal, and it was immoral, and it was totally unprovoked.
It's
That's
so
murder,
true.
As far as I'm concerned. Accessory.
What a nightmarish mess they turned Iraq into in both of those invasions to get the full gamut of the oil wealth and the gas and to take total control on all on behalf of poor little old world Jewry with their Haifa pipeline and their other miserable scams. They plotted the whole thing.
Yes.
And it came from Rockefeller and Rothschild. It came from that level. They put their group of goons together for the PNAC document.
Mm-hmm.
Then those treacherous people went and blew up the World Trade Center, destroyed massive, massive square blocks in New York City. God knows how many people they killed or who died from the asbestos or the toxic dust contaminating the first responders. Nobody even knows what happened to them. But then that was just the beginning, right? How many, 2 million then were murdered in the Middle East? So we're supposed to spend time worrying about Weinstein and Mr. Cosby and all of this nonsense. While Israel's having a heyday after what they killed about 100 Palestinians in cold bloods with their snipers, just shooting them, not a word.
In fact, no, quite the contrary from, Mr. Tom Friedman of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and so forth. They can certainly justify it. They can justify anything that regime will do in the name of self-defense. You pick up a child and you shoot him. It was an accident. Well, wait a minute now. There was somebody who recorded it and they were smiling and laughing. No, you got the wrong picture. That's not what happened. They were smiling and laughing because they met a friend on the way after the shooting and they were just exchanging pleasantries. Now, you cannot accuse Israel of barbarism. Only Israel can accuse everyone else, every group, every nationality, every country, every tribe of barbarism, but it does not indeed invade their domain because
there
they do not do things like that.
Mm-hmm. There you have the proof of what all these distractions are all about and the very purpose of feeding these news lines to the people so that the Zionists can continue to conquer step by step every last square foot for their scheme. And that's what's happening. They're winning by distraction.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we've come to that conclusion recently on the program that, these other issues, though they may be significant to many, are pale in comparison to the wholesale slaughter that is continually going on in Gaza to the point where now they expect by 2020 things will be so bad that it will be almost totally uninhabitable by anyone except the goose-steppers for Dick Cheney, and the Rumsfelds and the Bushes and the Rockefellers and the Netanyahus and so forth to go in and to drill. And because of the resources that are under the ground in Gaza, the gas deposits, the oil and so forth, they will be able to clean house. And this is what they're doing. It's an open genocide going on as we speak. And mum is the word from our legislators who are so concerned about children, they say, that they want to ban firearms and they want to ban those terrible assault weapons. You know, right here, I'll give an example a little bit in my own state, what they're doing, and what they're doing in other states.
Yeah,
I sent it to you.
No, they're making some progress.
By
distraction, they're starting to have certain states come out and ban certain clips. And so let's not be too shy on this. These continuous fake shootings with the continuous phony spokespeople—they're having a little bit of a little bit of effect.
We're having about one or two a week now, so it's increased in velocity, and it's increasing in some cases in scope. And you'll hear about the greatest one ever in American history. There'll be 35, 40, 50 kids allegedly gunned down. And you'll see, the David Hoggs, and you'll see more of those particular peoples, the Heather Abbotts and so forth, come forth and with their teary eyes, and the cameras will be right there to record them. And then every single legislature and the federal government will impose these draconian measures. Whether or not the Constitution allows it is not important. They do whatever their bosses want them to do.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. It comes back to the synagogue of Satan.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It does. By the way, the same people who put Mr. Trump in power, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, et al., the Bush clique. So don't be, you know, make no mistake who's behind it all.
Right.
And, you know, it's...
Well, and that's why, like, in our scriptures, you know, I mean, we're told to watch Jerusalem, that it would be the, that would be the barometer of events in the last times. And that, right now we even have this case of where, the picture with the ambassador to the Zionist regime, Friedman, standing in front of this picture with, guess what? Guess what? Temple Mount. Guess what? There's a temple there. There's no mosque. Wow. Was that a mistake? Was that an embarrassment? No, that's what they're telling you will happen. That's interesting.
Not at all.
It?
So you know, Park or whatever, Santa Fe, total hoax, Parkland. Total scam. This one in Indiana was not even worth mentioning. It was so insane. And then even if you look at some of the things that are reported on Cosby, it's very curious to analyze that, how they allowed Constant to get away with perjury, outright perjury, and how the district attorney facilitated her changing her story so that the statute of limitations did not expire. So she said, oh, yeah, the assault, whatever, the accusation occurred in March. Oh, but, well, it's actually January, which suits the DA's, but behind the scenes of that, you're going to find the Zionist. Why? We know that the Israelis were involved with the murder of his son. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done that publication. So for whatever reason, despite any indiscretions typical of Hollywood people, that for some reason they wanted to pummel him into oblivion, the Cosby thing. And I don't know what this, I mean, more and more of this, then you find out that the people behind a lot of this are the gay, lesbian feminists, directly behind it.
Right.
Well, regardless of what happened between closed, I can prove that the most hardcore lesbians are directly associated with should I call them takedowns or whatever, these media issues regarding the male indiscretions, whether it happened or not. I don't know.
Right. So, you know, when it comes to the whole business of the lesbians and the gay alliances behind all of this, now, what's the get-go, Dr. K? What do you think is the ultimate goal of them with regard to all of these seemingly innocuous exposés on sexual impropriety?
Well, I think to one degree, they're hiding the more sinister elements, which is the pedophile cliques and the hardcore, deep state elements, you see.
We haven't heard about that lately, huh?
And the rabbis which trade in that, you know, the pedophilic rabbis, the pedophilic Catholic entity, but more or less the rabbinical one, which is really the root of it. And that gets buried and we don't hear. But the other element is that there really is a hardcore so-called feminist, scheme that goes on. That is never addressed. Certainly Allred and Lisa Bloom are just the surface face of that. But, you know, the Me Too movement is being driven by the gay lesbian cartel, by the way. So we don't hear about the hedonistic parties of the Obama, regime and the gay bathhouses. You know, none of that comes up. Just somebody did something to somebody, so somebody said.
Or the Epsteins, for that matter.
Right. That seems to have gotten fairly well buried. I mean, there's some Dershowitz was involved in that. He said, what did he say on the news? That I kept my underwear on. I think definitely it's there are real issues, of course, but this is being played out by the same cast of characters that are behind the slaughter in Israel.
You bet. So, very interesting correlation. And that's something we need to expand on. We got a break. We'll take a break. Dr. K and Rick Adams on this holiday weekend. You can join in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Adams and Dr. K, my esteemed guest, been away for a while. Now is the chance to ask some questions, and nodisinfo.com is up and running. We'll talk more about the fake wounded and more of the Santa Fe High School alleged massacre. Our number is 800-313-9443, and let's see if we can squeeze in a call up front here from Pat in Texas, I believe. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. In honor of Memorial Day, I wanted to talk about Medley Butler, you know, Brigadier General Medley Butler.
Oh, yes, yes.
War is racket.
Yes. Did you have him read his book about when he talked about how they tried to get him to put an army together for the, you know, political purposes?
My husband did, and he told me, but I didn't read that one. But this was a small. I thought I could take it on. But anyway, he and it's a subject you guys are beating pretty hard, drum rather. And I have a different outlook because I'm a military brat. My brother was killed in Vietnam, which I don't like. I don't think anybody should be killed, but my mom didn't pray. She was mad at God. So I had a friend. She had four of them in there in Vietnam. They all came home. But she says, I don't believe in abortion because they're just raising up cannon fodder. I said, did your boys come home? Yes. And none of them were damaged. I tell you, we need to depend on God more than anything. But God hates war. But we should pray for that we win, that it will end and we win.
That's a spiritual war. You see, that's where it goes from the physical to the spiritual. I think that's the only way you can win.
Again, we get what we deserve. If we're wicked toward God, we get war and hurricane.
Well, that's what he said. That's right. Exactly.
And he had, my father-in-law used to say, I took no complaints for my corporation until somebody had a better idea. So he does. And it sounded pretty good. He said, before you can conscript these young men, still wet behind the ears, even if they do it, if you have, made them want to go and fight for their country like my brother did in Vietnam, then first, all the people who make money on it, all the capital money people who make zillions, well, they get $30 and then they're required to buy Liberty Bonds back in the First World War. That's what he's talking about. He said those people have to, first, a month before they get a draft, they should agree to have the same salary. Yeah, you know, because they're not even losing their life or their limbs or their mind. And they should agree to the same salary that they have. See how bad they really want war.
Oh, you could also put them on rations, too, you know, and maybe give them a
everything.
Diet. Yeah, yeah. But you know what I say? I say it's even more simple than that. What you need to do is see the Congress pass the legislation that say any time an administration declares another preemptive war, that administration has to send its children, its grandchildren, and it itself into the battlefield. That's what I think would put an end to a lot of this nonsense.
Baby Bush, why didn't he go?
He pointed out they're too old. They would not take them. They're too old and unhealthy. They would not take them, and they probably don't have sons, or they're not conscripting daughters.
Well, they don't even have to go into battle, Pat. You know, we could put them to work in the latrines, and we could put them in the trenches, and
they could help clean up Abu Ghraib, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
He said there were two more things that could be done.
What's
and that?
That
is, take a vote. He calls them plebiscite of the young, make them go and register for the draft, and get the physical that they can pass, that they would be on standby to be called in, but only let them vote about it. We got that kind of a vote now. Only let them vote, because they're voting for their own lives.
Well, you know, today we don't have a draft, and we have volunteers. And when somebody volunteers, that's their volition, and they're exercising their own choice. And I find it hard today to really feel sorry for anyone who volunteers.
Wait. The economy is so bad, that's all the income some of them could get.
Well, that's what they'd like to see. That's right. They want the recruits. They want those to join and do their dirty work. You know, that's been the formula of the Rothschilds. All right. Thank you for your call, Pat. Yep.
Well,
you made your point.
Here's one more thing he said. That's all right.
I would recommend
getting the book and looking at it, because you have a complaint, you have a solution. And he says that it's up to us whether we want a solution, because we still, and I believe it. I watched a guy in California, Henry Waxman, I was so afraid under Obamacare he was going to pop back out and make vitamins prescription. Well, a bottle of $5 zinc would cost you $50, like in countries where they are. So there were so many calls to Washington that he did not even, for his own bill, not one of them voted for it. So we still have power to shut the lines down to Washington and demand that there be, you know, equality and war.
All right. Okay, you're a fighter. Thank you, Pat, for that call. I appreciate it very much. 800-313-9443. What do you think, folks out there? You know, at this time of year and this unofficial start to summer, and people really aren't thinking about the things that we're talking about today, Dr. K. They're not thinking deep. Obviously, it's difficult for them to think at all. I mean, let's face it. We're a dumbed-down, lowest common denominator nation today, where we are distracted, as you said. We're not paying attention. And who is it today that gives a thought, gives even the slightest thought to the fact that we have no money? All we have is debt. We've sold our children into debt slavery, their children into debt slavery, and their children into debt slavery. Who is giving that a thought? Can you answer me that question? Does anybody even want to hear it? And yet they're all implicated in this crime.
I know. I know, and of course, Netanyahu said it well. He said, we'll just wring America out until there isn't even a drop left. You know, the turnip is squeezed into oblivion, and then let it go down. So I mean, that beggar state just keeps sucking more and more and more to no good cause. But you know, they've built the system in, and it's hardcore. And if you violate it, they come after you. The little skull caps come after you, and they attempt to put you in prison for tax evasion or whatever you have. And so yeah, it's a tough one. Like you said, you just have to give everything to God, because you know, he's the judge. And but I do think, you know, we're obligated certainly to speak out and to stand up against tyranny and corruption, and where we can reveal these tricks of the trade, if you will. I mean, it's just like these shootings. You know, I would imagine if the global truth community had not at least spoken out by now, I would think we would be under more draconian circumstances as far as guns and things. Sandy Hook was their stellar performance, and it turned out to be a flop to the extreme. And I don't know about this lawsuit against whatever his name is. I mean, well, who better to sue than him? If they would sue somebody legitimate, they could just post the pictures of these kids like Jack Pinto attending his own funeral, and they wouldn't go very far, you know.
Aaron Price, yes, yeah. So, well, on the No Disinfo site, you know, you featured a number of embedded clips and videos. The one from Fox News about this shooting survivor, what was his name, Rome Schubert or whatever?
Yeah.
What was the point of that now?
Well, I mean, give me a break. He's kind of 4 days later, he's doing interviews with Fox News after he claims a bullet went through the backside of his occiput and then exited just under the jaw.
Yeah.
You know, you made the claim. So, first of all, you'd be dead. Almost everybody would be dead, 90% of anybody with that. You'd bleed out from the brain. Who's going to survive a bullet that goes in that direction? Well, they said he was lucky the way it exited. Now, his jaw would have been splintered into oblivion anyway. But that's not the point. They went and put that stupid silicon moulage on under his jaw, so I just had to publish it.
Yes.
And then there's no entrance wound in the occiput. I mean, but, if 100,000 people view that video, unless somebody made comment and brought the truth to light, 90% of the people, 80%, would think it was real without even, and you know, giving it any thought. You cannot have a bullet go into somebody's brain and then they're on the streets 4 days later at any time. And then what happened to the shotgun? How come we don't have all kind of people with pellet injury?
Right.
Blasting away at the auditorium or whatever. I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, you see the shotgun, what happened to it? Well, we don't know. Where's the teacher? Who identified the teacher that allegedly was killed? Well, nobody. You know, and the story conflicts from there on in, and it just keeps getting more ridiculous as it goes on. But in every one of these fake shootings, you always have a script, and the script always has the survivor. You always have those who say they saw something, and then you also have the heroic ones. You have those that are the first responders and the rescue heroics and so on and so forth. So you have all the elements of a Hollywood production in every single one of these fake shoots across America. And you know they're fake just because of the way they are peddled by the media. You can see it's a dead giveaway. You don't even have to look into all of the fake, you know, wounds and the nonsensical wounds and all of the other, the beeswax being used and so forth. You know, you could see how the whole thing is just totally scripted. Like you said, you've got the Allah Akbar in there, you know, you have
you throw that in there now and then, and you got, I mean, one of the curiosities with this is that this is the Jewish powers that are behind this. First of all, they put the DHS into power, so we don't know. Somebody's actually, like you said, sitting down and writing these scripts. Then they're planning the next one. It's all very organized. It seems like they're reactionary, but they must have some kind of system where they plan these out 2-3 years in advance, because you have to coordinate that with all the local law enforcement.
It's Sub Rosa. I mean, it's Sub Rosa, CIA, Intel. We know that.
Yeah.
And we know that it's all been traced, as you said, right to Jerusalem. That's the focal point. That's why the Bible says, watch Jerusalem, because it is the epicenter of all technological advances. Now, that city, okay, is a high-tech city, as I've said. And there are some on some of the venues on YouTube, for instance, which do go into detail in the sense of how they show that we have a creation, a Silicon Valley vestibule in Israel that oversees all communications all over the globe. And I mean they monitor, they track, they survey, they plant false information. That's where the Stuxnet virus came from, with Iran, the United States, and Israel working together. They can literally create a false scenario across America just through your cell phone. They can do it. They can shut it down no matter where you are, no matter where they are. So they have the control, the telecommunications expertise, and the control to be able to do it. And it's coming right from Jerusalem. All of it.
Oh, it is.
That's why.
Right, here's a good quote just to prove that. We're failing in Iraq because Iran and Syria know our plan, the Crystal Media. And Pomerantz and Randy Schoenman and Ellen Bork and the group, Michael Goldfarb. This is a quote. And then listen to Bill Krister. He babble mouths it all over the world how we're failing. And then they were caught saying that we can hardly wait to finish Iraq so that they can move into Syria, per Crystal and Pearl. What you said is this is the Mossad. The Mossad is doing the fake shootings. The Mossad did 9/11. You just hit it. It's all coming from Tel Aviv and the Zionist Strip. You know, it's
funny you should mention that now, because CNN, which is the Israeli network, okay, it's the criminal nutcake network right out of Jerusalem. That group of Israelis, Avi Novo and so forth, who run it, they're now running an article which was carried in one of the Israeli newspapers that has to do with the so-called fringe Republicans now in this off-year election that are running for office. And, of course, one of them is Arthur Jones, who is supposed to be a Nazi party member, and he's running in Illinois. Another one is running, but this other one who is running for Congress as a Republican brought up 9/11, and he was singled out.
Oh, my God.
And, yes, but this is why it made news immediately. You see, the Mossad fingered him because he has some credibility, and he's running on the basis that 9/11 was an inside job, an inside-outside job. So immediately he gets noticed. Immediately CNN comes out of the woodwork and does this piece on him. And so this is how they work. They study every little thing you do. You know, Mohammed Mahathir, you know, in,
Malaysia.
He's come back, you know, as the prime minister again. And he made a casual reference to how the Jews, as he put it, you know, ruled the world by proxy. And it was in a speech in a much bigger context, and yet they singled that out. They picked it up, and they paraded it all over the New York Times and so forth. So it goes to show that the spotlight is on you, Dr. K, on me, on Fetzer, on everybody who is doing any kind of work that's exposing their routine, their hoaxes.
Yeah.
Watch
for sure.
Your content. in our contacts all the time.
Well, why not? Right? Because you tax America, the productive nation, and you take it offshore, domiciled Puerto Rico, wherever you do, and then you Jews decide what you do with that money. Nobody has any idea. There's no accountability. There's no evidence that any of it comes back for American infrastructure. So you've got plenty of money, trillions, that you can play games with and control the global politic. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty basic. Steal, use the gains from that theft to then spread corruption in the land.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But it's imperative, again, to emphasize, because I can't do it enough on this program once a week. It's imperative to emphasize how, indeed, all of the chestnuts, world control in the mind, because by way of deception, we do war, are sown in the city and from the city.
That's right. As long as that entity exists, there will be misery on the earth. That's the way it is.
Exactly. Okay, we've got some calls lined up, folks. You stay with us. We will get back to you. Break time, Dr. K and Rick Adams today. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. K will be with us into the next hour, too. Art's got the weekend off, so let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. And I believe we have Barb up next from Florida. Hello, Barb.
Hi, gentlemen. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
How are you doing?
All righty. So nice to hear you, Dr. K.
Thank you.
There's, you know, Parkland is just about an hour from where I live, and it's in the newspaper all the time. Yesterday, that Hogue kid had a die-in at the public supermarkets, because they're supporting, they've been given the Adam Putnam donations, campaign donations, but also he was the head of the agriculture, he's the agriculture commissioner right now, and there were like seven Publixes that it was glossed over, you know, that they didn't pass inspections or something, and apparently that was overlooked. So this die-in was for the kids to go in and just lie in the aisles to kind of demonstrate, because Adam Putnam has a high rating with the NRA. So today in the newspaper, Publix announces that they're not going to do any more campaign donations. It's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
What I really called about is a commission has been set up to look into the Parkland episode. And guess what? Three of the parents are on the commission. Mm-hmm. And also, there's another lady by the name of Book. She's a huge lady, a state senator. And this lady, I'll tell you.
Hilarious. You know, I think the Almighty will take real good care of all this stuff. I mean, what a joke.
Well, I mean, it's out of control. You know, what Barb is saying, too, is that there's a psychosis here in all of this. When you think about it, you know, you got Oliver North, who becomes, what, president of the NRA, who's got a direct link to Israel. He's involved with a lot of nefarious activities with the military and the Israeli regime. He manages to worm his way in to try to work from within to deactivate and neutralize that. Then you've got this psychosis of people in the legislatures across the nation who, for whatever reason, they're not all bought and paid for. They're just well-meaning do-gooders who simply want to put their name on a piece of legislation that says, I helped save a kiddie's life today. Isn't that nice of me? And this is how psychosis works. By way of deception, we do make war. It's a war in the mind.
Amazing. And how in the world could they get an embedded organization like the Jamaat-e-Islam in Pakistan to coordinate this hoax funeral?
What is money talks?
Must be. I mean, how in the world, when the Quran talks about the extreme crime of false witness,
do not ever
go anywhere near such a thing.
Because they're not Muslim, Dr. K. They're fakers. They're Siamese. All right.
Siamese cohorts. Yeah.
Okay, Barb.
Like you've always said, all of these standard.
Stay tuned. All right. Hold the fire. Pardon the pun. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.